X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Spring break turns deadly in Jacksonville, Florida, where gunfire has left one person dead and two people in stable condition. It happened in a crowded outdoor area. Multiple suspects. Christine Hoffman's the mayor.
This is Players Weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's spring break. We have a lot going on out here. So the fact that we had a couple of bad actors out here that really made a dangerous situation for everyone is extremely tragic.
As new peace talks are set to resume today, Israel launching an overnight raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF claims it was being used by Hamas to stage new attacks on Israel. The U.S. government airlifting 30 Americans out of Haiti. They fled after weeks of gang-related violence. ABC News has confirmed on March 9th, a man with alleged ties to the Middle East terrorist organization Hezbollah was taken into custody in Texas after trying to cross the border from Mexico, claiming he was headed to New York to, quote, make a bomb. This is ABC News. Sequels again, ruling the box office.
Panda is the new black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a whole lot of people in upstate New York rallying around a man and his alligator.
I'm Albert's dad. That's all there is to it. He's like family to everybody.
Albert is the gator, and Tony Caballero is trying to get him back after New York state officials seized him last week. It was taken away after reports that people visiting were being allowed to pet him without the gator being restrained. Calavero's owned him since 1990. 100,000 people have now signed a petition to help him. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed 2 of the 3 claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed 3 people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Ferdell. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can just erase all those numbers.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you, no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We're off to a great start.
I'm just wondering who the hell turned down the volume on the headphones.
I don't know.
I had no idea. All right.
Just turn it all the way off.
Mad Radio WMDX. Oh, I think the
what? The Maxine
Irish
people? Oh.
Wow. The Irish, what are
the leprechauns?
We're
the,
in
they've
the
been
studio.
In the works.
Oh,
yes.
The leprechauns, yes. And the gremlins.
I should remember the leprechauns. I watched Darby O'Gill and the Little People last night.
Yeah, you watched, really?
What an incredible movie! Just a fantastic look. If I ever recommended a movie,
yeah,
and said it was a perfect movie, that would be the movie.
What's the movie name again?
It's Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Okay,
and it's an very early Disney film, and it original Irish actors. It is just one of the most fun films to watch, and the special effects are just fantastic.
Really?
The way they made the leprechauns, it's a feat all unto itself.
Fantastic.
You really have to check this out. In fact, my son is 25 now. He invited his friends over to watch this this movie, and everybody loved it. It's just gorgeous. And there's a Blu-ray out on it, DVDs as well. But they have how it was made on that DVD, and it is just fantastic, all the special effects. Back then, they didn't have much in terms of special effects.
I've never heard of this. It's got an unusual name.
Darby O'Gill.
Darby O'Gill.
And the Little People.
Okay. All right.
And Sean Connery, one of his first acting jobs was in that movie. He was the lead romantic character.
Okay.
We'll
have to look that one up.
And the Banshee. Okay. Oh, the Banshee.
The Banshee?
Yes, the Banshee. What a fantastic looking Banshee. One of the best special effects ghosts you'll ever look at. Apparitions. It's fantastic. All right.
Okay, good to know. Anyway, good morning. It's the John and Gordy Show for a Monday.
Yeah.
Mad Radio 92.7.
The standard intro.
WMDX. We're happy to be here on a bright and sunny Monday morning. Oh, wait a minute. The sun's not up yet.
Is it going to be sunny?
It's going to be partly sunny. Yeah.
Hey, no frost on the car windows.
No
either.
Frost. But it is cold. 23 degrees this morning. We get up to about 37 or so today.
It goes to show how poor we are, right?
What do you mean?
We don't park our cars indoors.
No.
We're still parking it outside.
Right.
So we're worried about frost in the car windows.
Well,
other folks out there park in a garage, warm garage, insulated.
I have a garage,
no
but I don't use it. I've got a lot of stuff stored in there. I can fit my car in there.
Okay.
But I just usually leave it outside just because it's easier and faster.
Well, that's good.
Jump in the car and get going.
You don't have to rent a storage facility. You've got a garage for
that. Got a garage, yeah.
Everybody does that.
You don't have a garage.
They store. That's right. They store enough stuff that they can't even park their car in the garage.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, happy day after St. Patrick's Day. We enjoyed a lot of fun yesterday afternoon.
Completely burned out. And I'm just, what an exciting time at
the High Noon Saloon.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. Rocker was there and three bands.
Yeah.
Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and what's the last one?
Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. I was going to say
Nancy Set My Pants on Fire. I was close, but I knew I was in the ballpark. Anyway,
Now, I had a deja vu.
Yeah, did you?
When we were up on stage.
Right.
And I asked the guy, I said, well, let's find out for everybody how they came up with the name.
Yeah.
Cindy Set My Hair on Fire.
Right. And they all just kind of looked at you.
They
like,
all looked at me like, what are you guys doing?
Why are you asking us a question?
leave us alone. We're trying to play here.
Yeah, we're just about to start.
But the guy looked at me, and then he pulled off his sock hat. Or baseball hat, whatever it was, and he had a bald head, and he says, this is why.
Okay.
And he's bald, and he burned his hair off, I guess.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It seemed like that answer, I had gotten that answer before, and that's my deja vu moment.
Oh, well, maybe so. I don't think we asked anybody before that, but.
No joke. Something similar to that happened to my grandma.
Really?
She always wore a lot of hairspray, and one time she and my grandpa were burning brush in their backyard, and my grandpa turned around, and he heard this big whoosh, and he turned back to look at my grandma, and her hair was on fire.
Wow. Oh, no. She okay?
Oh, yeah. She was fine. It was just her hair, but we could, just funny story.
We could, it sounds like a Christmas song.
It does.
Grandma's. Yeah. Grandma's got her hair on fire.
Okay, let's see. What is the date today?
Today's the
18th. Hey, let's check out the National Day calendar for today. What day? You got some music there, Sam? Hit it. All right. What day is it or isn't it?
Is there a fake day in this one?
Is there? Where you're going to find out.
Okay.
Is it Biodiesel Day or Sloppy Joe Day? Is it Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day? Is it Awkward Moments Day? Supreme Sacrifice Day or National Newspaper and Magazine Day? Which one of those does not belong? Which of those is
the
not?
The Girl Scout cookie thing.
I didn't say.
Squiggly cookies.
That wasn't even an option.
That wasn't a choice. But Lacey Oatmeal Cookie
Lacey
Day?
Is
that
what you? Oatmeal Cookie Day.
No, that's an actual day today. So you are wrong.
Well, I can't wait to find out what that is.
Sam? You already know.
Yeah, I do know. Okay, it's not National Newspaper and Magazine Day.
That's right.
Oh,
newspapers and magazines actually don't really exist that much anymore.
No.
Especially newspapers. Sad, but true.
Well, it is sad.
So let's find out about National Biodiesel Day. Each year, the National
What was the fake day?
The newspaper one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
National
yeah.
Newspaper
right,
Day.
That
was the...
Okay. I didn't know you said that was the fake day.
I did. I said it kind of quickly, so you know, maybe you want me to slow down?
Could you?
Have I had too much coffee already?
I'm still recovering from yesterday. Yeah,
it was a long day, a long afternoon there. It was great though. It was a great crowd. Good to see everybody. And High Noon Saloon, what a place!
There was a guy there. He met us outside, and I was rushing to get back in because I was, you know. Starting to freeze to death.
Right. Very cold.
But yeah, he always listens to the show. He's listened to us for a long time.
Yeah, it was great to
Big guy.
Yeah. It's great to run into some of our listeners there. It was fun. Fun day. Okay. Let's get back to National Biodiesel Day.
Oh, yes, please.
I didn't
want to miss this one.
I know. It's pretty important. Rudolf Diesel invented the diesel engine. You know that? It was named after a guy named Rudolf Diesel.
Wow.
He invented the diesel engine.
Lucky he had that name, I guess.
He unveiled it at the World's Fair back in 1900.
Yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Do you remember Diesel 10?
Who?
Diesel 10?
No. Is that a cartoon?
What is that?
That's a train in the Thomas, the tank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you like
I was a big fan of Thomas the Train when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. The diesel engine was originally designed to run on peanut oil. And Rudolf Diesel was a big believer in the role of the plant that oils, or the role that plant oils could play in fueling America. I guess that really didn't get very far, but
kind of like the biodiesel stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, all right.
You heard of people who can like run their diesel cars on like old fryer oil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get a kick out of that. It's really funny. You just pull up to a McDonald's and fill up your car.
You know, back in the old days, about in the 60s, I used to collect and cut out of the newspaper articles about the end of the gasoline engine and the alternatives they have come up with. And I just kept collecting them and collecting them. You know, none of that stuff ever happened. Either they were bought out by the fossil fuel industry.
Yeah, to put them out of business.
Or they were killed.
Yeah. That's what happened back in the old days. Yeah. It's National Sloppy Joe Day. Hey, we all love Sloppy Joes, don't we? Yes, it's one of America's all-time favorite hot sandwiches. Its base ingredients, of course, is often ground beef. However, you can use turkey or buffalo meat. Other elements give it some flavor, though. Onions, tomato sauce, brown sugar. Oh, boy.
I forgot he did a Sloppy Joe song.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Who's that again?
This is Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's Lunch Lady Land.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough about the Sloppy Joe. We don't really care.
I wanted to ask you about diesel.
Oh,
now, I say diesel. Diesel. A lot of people say diesel.
Diesel.
I say diesel.
Yeah, I say diesel too.
Like
diesel.
A Z sound.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe you should ask Frenchie how to.
Well, I'd love to ask Frenchie that.
In the meantime, we'll find out about National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. Lacey Oatmeal Cookie. You ever even heard of Lacey Oatmeal Cookies?
I see a picture of on your laptop there, and it's ridiculous. No one has ever put icing on a cookie looking like that.
Here's the rundown on this.
This is ridiculous.
Some people may refer to this day as National Oatmeal Cookie Day.
There you go.
But it's really National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. I don't know what the difference is, but it says here. The difference between the two is that Lacey Oatmeal Cookies are wafer thin and typically accompany a scoop of ice cream.
Yuck. Man.
In the early 1900s, oatmeal became a major ingredient in the American diet.
Does anybody like wafer thin cookies? No one does. No one likes that
they're
stuff.
Hard on your teeth.
Yeah. You know, and they're crunchy. You might as well just eat a cracker or something. Right. It's not good.
Okay. Do we have any more? Oh, it's National Awkward Moments Day. Boy, this is a day just for us.
So far, it's been like that.
Awkward every single moment. This is an annual day every person can relate to. It says we've all had awkward moments from time to time. That's just part of life. Who writes this stuff? Have you ever called someone by the wrong name, tripped over something, walked into a door, had a completely wrong words come out of your mouth, or just forgotten what you were doing? All those things happened to me yesterday afternoon at High Noon Saloon. The list could go on and on.
Yeah.
But sometimes, it's National Awkward Moments Day, so, do something awkward today.
Yeah, yes, give us a call, make us feel awkward.
Okay, and it's Supreme Sacrifice, just a minute left here. Yes, Supreme Sacrifice Day.
Giving you the finger.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he was doing? Okay, sorry, Sam. National Supreme Sacrifice Day. It's not coming up. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, there it is.
It continues to research the origins of this day. It's been observed since at least 2004. Okay, it doesn't really talk about supreme sacrifice except to salute firefighters and patriots. Okay.
There you go.
All right. 18 minutes past the hour.
I feel smarter now.
Good. Good. It's the John and Gordy Show for a Monday morning on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Coming up, realtors losing 6%.
Yeah, oh, that's bad.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in the great city of Madison.
John, before we go too far, I don't know if you've noticed our new effect that we have on our Facebook page and YouTube page and everything that you can see us visually on Twitter. X. We got a strobe light going this morning.
We do.
On our Mad Radio sign right
that
behind
us. That is fantastic.
Now, Sam worked all night long to set this up. I think it's quite effective.
It's actually me just sitting here flicking a switch constantly.
Is that how it works?
Yep. I'm just on, off, on, well, off, on, off, off.
Let me say, it's not distracting.
I find it kind of interesting.
How
it's
wonderful.
On the blue sign behind us,
yeah.
And it looks neat, doesn't it?
It does kind of look cool, actually. We should just leave it.
It's a dying fluorescent light.
Right above that sign.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right.
Well, one day we'll have...
I'm distracted.
Yeah. We'll have LED lights in here. And yeah. We'll have done away with all the fluorescent.
And I spent a whole summer replacing fluorescent lights once.
Yeah?
Where?
At a really big YMCA. That's where I worked. And, whenever we didn't have anything else to do, I worked with the facilities guy. We just went and changed light bulbs all day long.
Did you change the little converter boxes that they have in any?
No, they didn't switch over to LED yet. They were still old style fluorescent with ballasts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get into something that I was very familiar with for many years. I'm sure a few other people at the station are still in real estate, I understand. But, But having been in there for about 14 years, purchased my house as a realtor.
Yeah.
There was a 6% commission, normally standard procedure, 6%.
Sure.
You couldn't negotiate. You didn't allow anything lower. The brokers of each and every real estate firm insisted on 6%. They tried to keep you and toe the line at 6%. Sometimes, you'd be out there, you'd be speaking to the person trying to sell their home and they need a little extra cash out of it. And they'd try to negotiate down to 5% or 4% or something like that, or even negotiate with the buyer and try to reduce the commission that way. But they wouldn't let that happen. And there was a lawsuit and it turned out that they were preventing competition in regards to the commission being charged the seller or the buyer in many cases, because there are buyer's agents now. They're liable for $1.8 billion in damages. And this is out of Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big court decision. It's the end of this 6% solid commission out there. You could still, charge 6%, but it's not going to be forced on you by any of the real estate brokerages out there.
How do they police this? Who's the controlling authority on that?
It's usually the, we have the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Okay.
And they make sure that you toe the line.
All right.
They're very right wing, by the way.
Oh, really?
And yes. Oh, I had many conversations with the with the head guy.
Yeah.
At the Realtors Association. I doubt he's there anymore, but I did not like anything that they did and what they espoused according to, you know, the legislature and the laws that the Realtors Association had been pushed or pushing on the legislature to pass.
Okay.
They got rid of a lot of safety conditions for building codes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's too costly for the developers. Sorry about that, but you know, maybe it comes in handy preventing fires or saving lives, right. Getting electrocuted.
Yeah. Important anyway, things like so the 6% commission is going away.
It is.
Like immediately. How does this work? Are they going to phase this in?
I don't know how that's going to phase in or not. I would assume that it's immediate. No one wants to be on the wrong side of this law at this point.
It's going to make things a little more competitive then.
You'll be able to negotiate now. Thank goodness, right?
Well, yeah.
It gives the buyers and sellers a little bit more money, a little more cash to walk away with.
Okay.
And I always believed in that. I thought, you know, it's something that you should be able to negotiate. It shouldn't be a hard 6%.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the seller is charged 3% of the sale price, and the buyer pays 3%. So it's pretty extreme, I think. That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
Especially when you're talking about McMansions that are being sold out there in the suburbs.
So does the buyer's agent and the seller's agent end up doing this negotiation about what the commissions are going to be, or is it really the buyers
sometimes,
and sellers?
Sometimes that happens, yeah. Okay. You know, if the buyer doesn't have a lot of money, they try to negotiate the commission down from where it was.
Sure.
Now it's going to be very competitive.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes. A lot of people would sell their homes by themselves, so for sale by owner. FSBO, they used to call them.
Okay.
But now,
there's a band called FSBO a long time ago. Yeah. Great band. Played polkas and punk rock.
Oh.
It's good stuff.
Well, it's a good name.
Yeah, FSBO.
For a polka band.
Yeah. Thanks.
I like that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. You know what? You said you were a real estate agent for 14 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really.
Why'd you get out of it?
I enjoyed it. But I was there in the crossover, the time where, you know, you could provide all this information to the buyers and the sellers.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the internet happened. The series of tubes. It's not a big dump truck where you dump all this information in it. It's a series of tubes.
And the internet is a series of tubes.
Okay.
And when that came in.
Yeah.
Everybody could access their own information, and they brought their own information to the table, and they felt like they didn't need realtors anymore. Some people call it realtors.
No, I
hate that.
I know. My dad was a realtor, and
he hated that too.
You all do.
Realtor.
Because everybody mispronounces it. It's realtor.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Realtor.
But anyway, yes, there was that transition, and everybody thought they could be their own realtor. And a lot of them could.
Yeah.
There was a lot of information out there. They came to the table loaded for bear. They knew what they were talking about. They could negotiate. They could do everything.
Yeah.
So it was a nice transition, and I appreciated it. But I didn't appreciate being looked on as some kind of con artist, somebody who you couldn't trust.
You really know. You have to know real estate law. I mean, it's really more of a legal thing.
Well, being a realtor is the practice of looking like you're a lawyer, but you can't be a lawyer.
Okay.
They have very definite rules on that. By filling out paperwork, they give you. Attorneys have said you can only fill out the paperwork this way, not that way, because then you're being an attorney, and we're stepping on their toes. So they were very, very adamant about just making sure we're filling in the blanks. We're not giving legal advice.
Okay. Right? Well, good.
But, yeah, those are good questions, Gordy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was wondering
about your years of real estate, because I was, you know, living in Indiana and doing something completely different. So I thought, you know, I wonder what John Peterson's doing.
I had a real estate radio show.
Did you really? I didn't know that. Where was that?
That was in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Nice. I gave people consumer advice.
Wow. Maybe you should do that here. You know, you could do a little weekend show here.
A little real estate thing?
Yeah, why not?
No, not a weekend show. I'll do it. I'll add it to this show.
Okay, all right.
One of my most favorite things that you've ever said on this show is when you first showed up to broadcasting school, your instructor was like, oh my God, I'd wish I'd gotten into real estate.
Yeah, and that stuck with you all those years.
Yes, it did. It did. And I tried it, and it worked.
Okay. 29 past the hour. Coming up. Oh, boy, North Carolina MAGAs are going to get a state school superintendent in place.
Oh, man.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It's that time of the year when a lot of farms are looking to stretch their feed inventory. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Interesting combinations that were discussed last week during Professional Dairy Producers' annual business conference. Details on the way.
Out on your operation, you know the importance of planning ahead. But there still lies a scary field of unknowns, including costly nitrogen loss that can strike from any angle. But N-Edge Pro protects it on every level to fight nitrogen loss while giving your crops an advantage you'll notice come harvest. Protect your nitrogen above and below ground with N-Edge Pro from CHS. Learn more at chsagronomy.com/N-Edge Pro.
Food waste is turning into an alternative feed for livestock. Joe Bender is a veterinarian and a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He says a lot of dairy operations, no matter the size, are taking a look at what food waste can offer them as far as feed alternatives.
Probably the weirdest one we've used is it was called reclaimed ketchup. It was basically ketchup that there was a mistake and it had too much sugar in it. So not good for people, but it's a good thing for dairy cows. So we actually replaced molasses, and with some reclaimed ketchup, it came in on a tanker and we pumped it into the tank. We've done cornstarch, we've done chickpea flour, we've done cereal fines, which we say cereal fines rather than floor sweepings. A lot of the chocolate products, especially on the East Coast with our relative proximity to the Hershey Company, those always seem to be floating around. And then a lot of the bakery products, whether it's pretzels or some type of pasta, some type of cereal become very common.
Dr. Joe Bender, he's a veterinarian and also a professor at the University of Pennsylvania with some interesting suggestions as far as feed alternatives for our livestock. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning, a little mixed. Numbers are next.
At Compere Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese was up a penny at 144 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 147. Double A butter was down 2.5 on Friday to finish the week at 282 and a quarter. This morning in Chicago, right now, we've got December corn up a penny at 472. November beans are down 6 at 1184. July wheat up 3 at 547. April Class 3 milk is currently 2 cents stronger at 1603 a hundredweight. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Monday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Ah, yes, the old days at school.
Yes. Yeah, we got a school
we got
story.
Got away with a lot.
Here. Yeah,
we got away with a lot.
I think so, yeah. Mav Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy. And
Chuck
Monday
Berry
morning.
Talking about what we did get away with way back when in the school
right.
days.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's a lot of weird stuff happening at school. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first,
yes?
a guy we haven't heard from for a while now, yeah. and that's the Mean Farmer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know.
Oh.
You know. So let's find out about what he's into now. The Ben Franklins.
Okay.
Huh? This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, drink plenty of liquids and remember Ben Franklin. Yeah, it's healthy to drink plenty of liquids. Let me tell you a little story that illustrates that point. Now, last year, my cousin from the big city came to visit. He's a lawyer from L.A., showbiz lawyer, a mean lawyer. Oh, you know he's mean. Why, he's so mean, once he fell off his yacht into the Pacific Ocean, sharks were swimming around everywhere, but they didn't eat him. Nope. Professional courtesy. I love an old joke. What a chestnut. Anyways, he came over and tried to talk me into selling out to some Japanese company that made a zillion trillion yens or hens or something, selling talking bathroom scales in Manchuria and Southern California. Now, I'll sell out. Oh, yeah. I'll sell out as soon as my nose grows feathers and I sprout a butterball pop-up when I'm done thermometer on my chest. But I want to be polite. You know I do. So I keep priming Mr. Big City with his favorite imported beer, bottle after bottle of Yuppie Brew. I just drive him around on the Massey Ferguson, showing him the farm his foreign masters will never get their hands on. Have another brewski, I say. How about a pitcher of iced tea? Here, cap that off with a can of Diet Pop. Finally, he hears the call. It's Mother Nature.
It's time,
she says.
It's time.
Since he's been jabbering so much, actually, it's way past time. He says, let's go back to the house. I hear Mother Nature calling. I just laugh. Hey, just go on over there on that bush, I say. Just go on that bush next to the fence. And so he does. Seconds later, he remembers Ben Franklin. Remember I mentioned him at the beginning of the show? Have you forgotten? Well, that big city boy remembers Ben Franklin. That fence by the bush? It's electrified. Talk about a lawyer's briefs. Smoking. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, wash your hands before returning to work. And brush off your backside, too.
Oh, yeah. Never know what the Mean Farmer's going to come up with next.
You know.
He
knows.
You know.
He knows. You know.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. You know, I had that similar. Yeah, my cousin, they had an electrified fence around their property. I didn't know anything about electrified fences. I'm a city boy, right?
Right, yeah.
And my cousin, a girl, thought she'd have some fun by just having me touch the fence. You know?
Just dared you to touch it?
Touch it, you know?
See what happens?
Yeah. Oh, just go under the fence, you know? So I grabbed the wire, and boy, I was...
Get a little zap.
I was a little surprised.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
were you able to let go? Because sometimes you can, you like get stuck onto it.
It wasn't super electrified, but it really provided a little buzz.
Enough to send a message.
It did send a message.
Don't ever do this again.
Boy, that was real nice of her.
You still talk to that cousin? Is she still around?
No, I don't talk to her. You know what? She stopped talking to us. She's out in California someplace. She doesn't want to have anything to do with this family.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, you know, Norwegians are kind of like that.
Moody?
Yeah, they're just distant.
Very moody.
They're very distant,
moody
cold
Norwegians.
People.
Okay.
Oh, the Lutherans. All right, let's let's talk about...
By the way, John, before you go too far here, don't forget, we're going to be at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday, like we are every Wednesday, from 6 to 8 a.m. with the show. It's at 301 West Johnson Street.
Alex and Sinead.
Yeah, they're right down the street here, and we invite you to join us. That's at Short Stack Eatery this Wednesday, 6 to 8 a.m. Okay?
All right. Well, fantastic. I believe that we're going to help them cook one of these times.
Yep, we're going to be behind the grill there.
The
grill. And
pulling out the kitchen lingo.
Yep, that's right. That's what we're going to do.
Again, we're going to try and help them out.
They don't know that yet, but now they know.
We're going to try to help them out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to what's going on in North Carolina, the crazy place, North Carolina. Who knows what happened there? They got something in the water. I mean, the governor is an extreme racist, bigot, and...
now they're going to get a new school superintendent?
Is that the deal? Yeah, the GOP nominee to run the North Carolina Public Schools has called for violence against Democrats, including executing Obama and Biden. And that's just the start. That's the beginning of what she wants to do.
That's the GOP nominee for this.
Yes. It's crazy. What is going on out there? It wasn't this extreme at one time. At least the candidates weren't this extreme. Now they are. Of course, CNN reached out to the candidate for school superintendent out there and her campaign multiple times, but they did not get a response from them. And following publication of this story, this candidate for superintendent defended her previous tweets, claiming Obama committed treason. She said, and she, by the way, this candidate is a registered nurse. Nice to have this as a registered nurse who wants to kill people and execute them. what a nurse.
Proactive.
Yes. And she's a grassroots activist and homeschooled her kids, so she wants to handle, you know, public schools.
Okay.
Anyway, she ran on a platform of supporting parental rights and opposing critical race theory, which isn't an issue in schools. They don't teach critical race theory, but then you know that they're a little crazy and over the top. She has, in the past, called public schools socialism centers and indoctrination centers as well. And I've got a little coverage here in regards to Michelle Morrow, the candidate for the North Carolina school superintendent. Let's check that out. It's cut 5:15.
All right.
Which brings us to the Republican nominee to run North Carolina schools, who has tweeted about putting Democrats to death. Her name is Michelle Morrow. Here's one of her tweets. Take a look. It's a doctored photo of former President Barack Obama in an electric chair. Morrow wrote, "Death to all traitors, hashtag Obamagate." Again, this is the Republican nominee to oversee public schools in North Carolina, you know, home of the research triangle.
Well, that's right, Jake. Last week, Morrow, a conservative activist, won the nomination, upsetting the incumbent North Carolina school superintendent. That's the state's top school job, while she was calling schools indoctrination centers and socialism centers. She's also been linked to the QAnon conspiracy theories, sharing a slogan associated with QAnon, "Where we go one, we go all," at least 7 times on Twitter. She's also promoted the baseless adrenochrome conspiracy, which claims that celebrities harvest the blood of children. And she has also made extreme anti-Muslim comments. All of this while repeatedly talking about executing prominent Democrats. Take a look at this tweet of 2020 where she's responding to someone who says they want to see Obama tossed in Gitmo. Morrow wrote, quote, "I prefer a pay-per-view of him in front of the firing squad. I do not want to waste another dime on supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death." In another tweet from December 2020, Morrow suggested executing Joe Biden, who was then president-elect, because he had asked Americans to wear a mask for 100 days at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying, quote, we need to follow the Constitution's advice, and then in all caps, kill all traitors. And even expressed belief in a very bizarre conspiracy theory that Chinese troops were going to invade the United States to help Joe Biden be sworn in as president. There's a tweet, tens of thousands of Chinese soldiers are already in Canada and probably Mexico waiting for orders to invade. Now, if Mara wins and becomes the superintendent of North Carolina schools, she's going to have oversight of an $11 billion budget. And of course, education for the state's 1.3 million K through 12 students.
Unbelievable.
Mark Robinson, who's at the top of the ticket, as you mentioned, has that history of extremely controversial comments. And this was a state that Trump beat Biden by in 2020 with his smallest margin.
Wow. So, yeah,
okay, there's a lot there.
So I don't see any megas trying to protect their children from this individual at this point. They're trying to elect her.
Yeah.
No, you want to keep this one away. Yeah. No, you don't want her near kids.
North
right?
Carolina.
You don't want them around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michelle Morrow. Okay, we'll keep an eye on her campaign there.
The funny North thing, Carolina, you know, the coverage of this thing is a little unusual because they have not talked about any kind of other competitor in this race.
Right.
She beat out the incumbent, sure, in a primary, but what about the other person?
Yeah.
Is it a Democrat? Is it a political position in the first place, or is it non-political?
We'll have to do some digging on that.
But they didn't cover any of that.
No.
those people don't matter. Mm. It's this crazy nut job in North Carolina running for superintendent of the state schools.
Yeah.
Now, she's not a danger to the kids.
Yeah, that's what gets the coverage. Yeah.
And well, it should. I mean, we should avoid people like this.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we should lock people up like this. Lock them up.
Lock them up. Okay.
Let's repeat what they're doing. No, that's not going to happen.
But the thing is, she was a registered nurse and a grassroots activist and homeschooled her kids.
Homeschooling.
Yeah.
She believes in homeschooling enough to teach her kids at school. And then now she's going to try and control the public schools for whatever reason. Mm. Maybe she's changed her mind. Maybe she thinks public schools are really good for kids.
Yeah. Again, we'll keep tracking it.
Maybe she wants to destroy it from the inside. What do you think?
It's North Carolina. Anything goes.
Yeah. As long as it's
beautiful
not
country
Wisconsin.
Down there, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, gosh. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
So why do they act like this,
I don't know. Look, they're out there in the state. They don't have the internet, I don't think. Yeah. Some places there. I don't know. I know I've driven through there, and it's beautiful. That's all I know.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You know, I've gone through states in the South that I would not want to drive through again.
Where was the place that you were driving your Carmen? Where that was in Texas.
Oh, that was in Texas. Yeah, the Panhandle.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the worst state that you've been to?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, Indiana's close.
Indiana's, I spent a lot of time there, but I think it'd be a toss-up between Mississippi and Alabama. I think it's pretty bleak there.
Mississippi is a bad state to drive through.
Oh, boy. Man. Again, beautiful country, but it's a different world.
It really is. Although Louisiana was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, they got New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A number of years ago, my family went on a trip for spring break, like all four of us, and we went to Kentucky, and that was probably my most hated state.
Wow.
But when I was there, I noticed a trend. Whenever we would drive through all these little small towns in Kentucky, we noticed a pattern on like the main streets of these towns. We would see a liquor store. Yeah. And then a strip club, and then a church, and then this pattern would repeat.
Wow. I like that pattern.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. They got it covered. Lots of horses down there, too, in Kentucky. Lots of horse ranches.
We've got a story on porn coming up later on in the South.
That's nice.
And it's predominantly where porn is watched. Mm. The South is big on porn.
Is that right?
And Texas is having some problems with porn at this point.
All right.
And we'll get to that story a little bit later on because it's wild.
Stay tuned.
It's crazy stuff. But it tells you a lot about Christian nationalism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little bit later in our next hour, we're going to be finding out about street vending here in Madison. We're going to talk to Megan Blakehorst. She's our special guest in our next hour, talking about, street vendors. I think you do. They got a night market coming up. They got all kinds of things going on. And we'll be talking to Megan Blakehorst a little bit later on in the show.
Okay, well, we'll find out. You know, a lot of people have the munchies after they get out of the bars, and they want something to eat.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen.
Speaking of munchies, we got a pot story coming up. Oh, boy.
Yes, we do.
Oh, wait till you hear this.
Oh, you know. Oh, you know.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
La, 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 pot, pot, give me some pot. Get what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high, I want to get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
Yeah, baby. Who is that? Is that Neil Diamond?
Of course it is.
Didn't know he did a pot song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was kind of an anti-pot.
Turn it back thing. Up there, Sarah. No?
You it's can't an anti-pot right. thing.
Okay.
And in between, he'd have interviews with people, you know, telling their stories about turning on to pot and then going on to something heavier and more effective.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was an anti-drug thing that he did. But I liked the tune.
Was he friends with Joe Friday?
Yeah, maybe.
We'll find out.
All right.
A little bit later on. We have a little track from Joe Friday again. We love Joe Friday.
He's great.
There's nothing like him. Nothing. He's so sure of himself. Anyway, let's get to this pot story. For the first time in Gallup polling history, more Americans, get this.
Yeah.
Now, here in the state, the Republicans will not approve recreational pot. It's a bad thing. It's a horrible thing. It's a federal drug that no one, you know, should approve of.
Right.
And now guess what? More Americans, 16%, say they smoke marijuana than the 11% who smoke cigarettes.
Wow.
So more people are smoking pot than they are cigarettes.
Okay.
But we can't have legalized pot in this state. But we can certainly have something that causes cancer like cigarettes.
Mm. That is quite a figure.
Yeah.
So 16% they smoked marijuana in the last week, and 11% tobacco cigarettes.
Yeah.
Huh.
So more people smoke pot now.
Okay.
Than cigarettes. I think that's a great reversal.
Well,
what can you do?
Especially since it's legal in what, about 25 states? You know, it's about
something
half
like
and
that.
Half,
yeah.
28.
And more states are coming online, especially in November.
Mm-hmm.
They have their approval, recreational pot approval legislation on the ballot. So we'll see what happens there. The Gallup poll from 2022, now, a couple of years behind, found that 4% of Americans admitted that they had even tried marijuana, let alone smoked it regularly. Today, 48% of Americans say they have at least tried it.
That's a huge jump in that number.
It is. It's huge. And by the way, a recorded high percentage of Americans Over two-thirds per Gallup say they favor legalization of recreational marijuana.
Wow.
That's two-thirds that our Republicans in this state won't listen to, don't care about. They're going to stick to the idea that pot is something that we should avoid. It's a reefer madness that they have.
Gateway drug.
Wow. Ballot measures to legalize recreational marijuana have passed in blue states, New Jersey, purple states, Arizona, and red states, Montana, in recent years. And this year, we shouldn't be amazed if it passes in other blue states and red states like Maryland and even South Dakota. Again, this would be shocking if you had said so about 50 years ago. What happened 50 years ago? Well, let's find out.
I don't have the Joe Friday cut that you're looking for, but
we'll hear. What do you mean you don't have it?
It seems to be missing, but we've got one of his other rants on it here.
All right.
Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's
and when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money. He'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not.
No, I don't know how much of an expert he is. A little behind the times there, Mr. Friday.
Yeah.
Mr. Friday.
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? I do want to get that debate in there. We haven't found that any place at all?
I'll take a look for it. I'll see if I can find
it. All right. Just put it in the search bar up there in the page, and you'll come up with it, I'm sure.
Okay.
Somewhere.
We'll work on it.
All right. We'll check that out. All right.
A little pause for the cause here. Just take a deep breath.
Are you guys waiting on me? Jeez, no, the pressure's on.
It's a minute. It's a meditation minute. It's the new John and Gordy meditation minute.
All right.
A moment of silence to just, you know, clear our heads of, you know, anything else, and then we move on.
Yeah, I thought the story was a little moving, so
we've
maybe
we
should, you know.
We've got it here. We've got why you shouldn't be smoking marijuana.
Okay, well, let's go with that.
This is the debate.
Okay.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is illegal, I know that.
That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids grow up and start wearing ties and going to the polls. Marijuana is going to be like liquor, packaged and taxed and sold right off the shelf.
I doubt it, Mr. Shipley.
Look, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it seems to me there must be better things for cops to do than chase down wild rumors about something as innocent as marijuana. Why don't you go after the big bad guys, the heroin peddlers? I won't argue with you about them. They should be stopped.
That's right. We'd like to put them out of business. That's why we're here.
What do you mean?
We're trying to keep them from getting a new customer.
There's a big difference between marijuana and hard narcotics.
Yeah, but it's only a small step.
Ooh, and everybody who takes a drink is going to be an alcoholic. We know that's not true, don't we?
Let's
face it, we're on opposite sides of the fence, and there's nothing we can do about it. For you, if there's a law against it, it's wrong, black and white. I just don't see things that way, that's all.
Well, you ought to give it a try, fella. It might keep you out of jail.
Maybe. But we'll change the law someday, even though your friend here thinks we won't. Believe me, it's a new world. Your laws are as outdated as bustles. Laws are going to have to be changed to keep pace with the new morality. They'll change or we'll have to break them.
What about your daughter? How's she going to feel if you end up in jail?
She won't like it any more than I will, but you'll have to catch me before you can arrest me, won't you? In the meantime, it's a big game of hide-and-seek, and to me, it is a waste of time.
How old are you, Shipley?
23.
Isn't it about time you grew up?
Here we go. Lecture number 131A.
No, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I don't have the time. I'm just going to lay it out for you straight. Now, you listen to me.
Here's the
lecture. You chippy around with marijuana long enough, and you're going to buy yourself a lot of grief. After a while, marijuana won't be enough. You'll start looking for a bigger kick, and then a bigger one after that. And all of this is going to go down the tubes. Your job, your house, car, family, everything. We've seen it happen before, and not just to the neurotics and psychotics that wife of yours talks about, but to nice, clean-cut kids from good families with good educations. They start out just like you, and they end up mainliners, shooting it in their arms. And they end up dead, or wishing they were.
Okay.
That's
the bottom line.
That really...
Joe Friday.
Now, I'm convinced, you know, we should really make marijuana illegal again.
Roll it all back.
Yeah. He convinced me.
Yeah. Well, he'd be right in line with Eric Hovde then, you know. He wants to just make it illegal. And alcohol, too. He's... Take that.
That's right.
Take that down.
Hovde doesn't want us to have alcohol. If you want alcohol, you should brew it yourself.
That's it.
Wow.
Okay.
That's I don't think anybody has ever proposed something as ridiculous as that.
Yeah. And well, that's not on this year's platform.
I used to brew beer.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. How come you don't do that anymore? Oh, I remember in the old days, you used to brew it all the time.
Something happened to contaminate my beer all the time, every time. After a while, I just gave it up. I couldn't clean out all the equipment enough to stop that from happening. But I could, Hovde, maybe he's got a plan where we can brew our own stuff, finally, in clean containers.
Very good. 6:58, we've got news and sports and weather. And in our next hour, Megan Blakehorse from the city talking about vending.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer at the southern border. ABC News has confirmed Border Patrol apprehended a Lebanese man who acknowledged he